He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. Today we're going to talk about performance management and setting clear expectations. Before we get into the show, shout out to everybody who supports this show, the CW Clinic, me, and everything you do for me, guys. I do it for you. So with that being said, let's talk about how to set clear expectations and increase production among your team. Okay, first step when it comes to performance management and setting clear expectations is you got to do it right from the start. What does that mean? The onboarding process. Arguably the job listing, but formally the onboarding process. Maybe the first 60 to 90 day period, okay? So if you're going to set expectations and do performance management, you got to get it clear from the very beginning what you expect from whoever you're bringing on and what you're going to give whoever you're bringing on. So in a 90 day trial period, I really like to be able to write out for that person in like an agreement or a contract, depending on what direction you need to go in. And the first thing that I do is I tell them what I'm going to do for them. I write it out. This is what I'm going to do for you. Bang, 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 bang. All of these bullet points, basically, right? And then the second half of the agreement or the contract will be what I expect from you, and then bullet point that out. Bang, 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 bang. Now you have this agreement. Now you have these clear expectations from the start. Hey, this is what I, as the entrepreneur, need from you and expect from you, but fundamentally, I'm also going to give you a whole bunch, and this is what I'm going to give you. And then you both sign that agreement, and then you, as the entrepreneur, you coach them through it. And that's the first step when it comes to setting clear expectations. Step number two, when it comes to performance management and setting clear expectations, is you need to have written and public goals for your team. Okay, so what does that mean? So written, okay, it really depends on the way that your company is structured. However, the way that works for us, because we do have in-person employees, but we also have hybrid employees. We like whiteboards. We like emails. We like text. Whatever is good when it comes to your team, but they need to be written in public for the company, potentially for the department, and definitely for the individual, or all of them, but not limited to. Lastly, when it comes to having clear expectations and performance management, is one of the really simple tricks that I like to use is, and it's not my idea, but what I like to use is make a competition. So let's say you need $200,000 sold this month. So you say, okay guys, you know, everybody in the sales position, we're going to have a competition. All right. These are your goals. These are the company goals. We need 200 grand this month. You know, I need 50 from you, 50 from you, 50 from you, and 50 from you. All right. Whoever wins this competition is going to get this. Now, when I say this, The key is you have to understand what motivates those people that you're putting the competition into. Maybe it's a big bonus. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's a dinner on the town with a limo ride. Maybe it's a reward them with what's important to them. Maybe it's different for each person. Maybe it's different for each department. Maybe it's not different. But the key is make a competition, but make the competition in the reward what is important to the person. And that is what is key, because they will likely compete and at a high level to win. Okay, that's what we got for you today, guys, for performance management and setting clear expectations among your team. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Please know that I appreciate everyone listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player.